Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, today as we get ready for Hurricane Dorian.
We are live on the air.
Hey, you stop that. What is matter? What is the matter with you? You can't
well,
do that.
Where do I start?
Yeah, oh, true. So true. All right. So look, we obviously got a lot on our plate to dive into today because Hurricane Dorian is creating havoc throughout the Caribbean and up and down the Florida coast right now. We are in Orlando, Florida. So the plan today is basically have a hurricane party because we got plenty of booze. We've prepared accordingly. We got enough booze to last at least 3 or 4 days.
Drunk!
Even with the crew that we have. And we're going to see how that
That sounds unfolds. Like a challenge.
Doomed.
Wait, that was Casey, I think. He just puked on his microphone there. He's connected via the web. Casey the Tobacco Nut. Jerry the Diver Guy. And Barry the Bugger. Yeah, so we
Barry the Bugger is in his cave today.
Yes.
Hear my cave sounds?
Is that a... Wow, that's kind of creepy.
Slea stack.
Whoa!
Yeah, pretty amazing. But yeah. Go to the light, Barry. Go to the light.
I can't. There's no light in the cave.
Oh, there's no. Okay. Well, then stay away from it.
Then be the light, Barry. Be the light.
Okay, you could do that too.
Think, Barry.
All right, just stop. That's enough. Quit it, you guys. Gosh, I'm trying to focus here.
What he means is he's boarded up for the hurricane. He's in South Florida. So
true.
His windows
what
are covered.
A waste of time. What he needs is he's laying in his bathtub.
Well, you know,
water out.
Yeah, he
full of gin.
On our boat show, Barry shared an image with us that I can't quite get out of my head. Last time he had a hurricane and he lost power, he evidently got in the bathtub and just filled it up halfway there and just laid there with a fan. And you know, once again,
naked Barry.
This is a reason why you do not see Barry the Bugger on our Facebook Live video feed today.
Greg, yeah. Before you guys wired us all in,
yeah,
Barry was showing off his Scuba Radio tube sock.
I thought that's what that was.
His tube sock.
So he's breaking out all the heavy equipment.
Do you remember this? From years ago?
Uh-oh, is there a story, Greg, you'd like to share with the class?
Well, the fact that there's only one kind of worries me. You hear what I'm saying?
Is it a tube sock or is it a Scuba Radio loincloth?
Well, the bad thing is that he hangs it over his microphone.
He had it over his microphone. He's using it as a windscreen.
Yeah. Barry, have you joined the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No, I have not.
Jerry has to wear it with his one flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
This sock doesn't stand up by itself.
Yeah. Well, regardless, none of those devices, I think, are what we consider hurricane preparation elements to use. The stuff you guys are doing is just total nonsense.
I have a plan.
What?
Oh, God.
I've studied this from every angle for the last 2 days.
Okay.
My plan is to make pizza.
Pizza.
Before
I
possibly lose power.
That's not on your diet.
Yeah, uh-oh. It is. The way I make it,
he makes a wheatless pizza.
So
yeah, like no carb.
I make a bunch of pizza, right? And then I don't. That doesn't have to be in the fridge.
Mm.
Doesn't have to be cooled off. It's already cooked. I got pizza for days.
Oh my God, you guys, come on!
Winning.
This storm is not going to hit Florida. It's going to hit Jerry.
Jerry, you're the one that needs to worry.
Literally,
Jerry's
right
in
before,
Florida. No, just, literally, right here.
Just so we're clear, right before. Well, yeah, I see. Okay, there he goes again, Jerry the diver guy. He's way up in the mountains of Virginia. He's in higher ground.
He's starting early.
Damn you, Dorian!
He's in his mountain compound.
Any excuse, though, to crack open a beer, you know.
Calms the nerves.
Well,
good point.
You know, this blow hard wind bag ruined my plans for this weekend.
Absolutely. It ruined all our plans.
Yeah, we were going to go diving.
Myself, we were going to do a cabin course with Dr. Doug Ebersole. We're going to talk to him a little bit later on and find out that we probably should have went anyway because now, but I'll tell you what, right before we went on the air, though, the track changed again and it moved a little bit further to the west towards us.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so who knows? You know, at first this morning.
Spaghetti models!
Yes.
We better spend more money.
Maybe. But, this morning I woke up and they're saying, oh, okay, it's going to skirt the coast and go up further north. And I'm like, oh, good. I don't want to deal with this nonsense.
Then at 11, farther east,
yeah.
I said, awesome. And that's then I
and then it, then they just did one and said, well, no, it's coming a little further west now. So who knows what it's going to
come on, low pressure. Push it.
Just whenever this thing hits the Bahamas, God only knows what it's going to do. It's going to slow down more. Therefore, it's probably going to turn back west.
Wrong! That is incorrect, I believe.
Hey, has anybody heard from the dive god?
Well, we're going to find out because he's the expert on the Bahamas when it comes to storms, and he's been checking in with all our dive industry friends.
Can we sacrifice something to him to appease him so that he will steer the storm away from us?
You mean like a young
virgin?
Can
we send him the tube sock?
Wow.
Do not tell.
Yeah, if you give him that tube sock, we are going to be socked with a hurricane big time. I can tell you. That will not be the proper sacrifice for the dive god. I know him too well.
No, he will not be into that.
You got to get back into the whole
virgin
thing.
Now, if you call him and he's at the airport getting on the first jet out of here, what does that tell you?
That tells you he's a smart man.
Hey, I do know that when we were at the Lobster Fest party, he did hit me up for a Scuba Radio cigar. So if we send him some Scuba Radio cigars, we might be able to beat this thing.
There you go. A Scuba Radio cigar and a virgin. I think that's the proper sacrifice to the dive god to make sure these hurricanes, behave themselves.
You Greg, got any virgin guest. Mermaids in the pond there, Greg?
Absolutely not. I know of none. That would
Greg?
That's you're asking for the impossible, aren't you? Anyway,
Greg.
Yes, Barry.
I'm twisting the wind on that. Yeah.
A special guest has just logged on to our internet system here. If you want to say hello to him,
no, it's all right. I don't see them.
You don't see him?
No, not yet. Who would that be? You tell me. Who is it?
Pete.
Oh, Pete from Scoopivore. Okay, well, we'll talk to him at the break.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. I hear him now. Now he's there. Okay. Hey, Pete. How you doing,
Moss.
Buddy? Pete from Scuba Board. He, you know, we were going to go diving with him on this cavern course too, and this Hurricane Dorian derailed our plans. But now,
you know, Greg.
Yeah. What, Pete?
Hurricanes hate me.
They hate you. Why? What did you do?
They hate me. Well, I don't know, but they don't visit me anymore. Every time, you know, I left Key Largo. 2 weeks later, Irma. Okay, yeah. I come up here. Irma takes a long route around me. Hurricanes just don't like me. They miss me.
Come over here.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what we need. We just need to hang with Pete and we'll be fine. He's a hurricane repellent.
You know what else doesn't like Pete?
He's pig.
Manatees.
Manatees, that's a whole other thing. But I'll take manatees.
That is true.
You know, it's nice to be near manatees, but not to be near hurricanes. We don't need that.
I'm often mistaken for a manatee.
Yeah, okay. Let's just leave manatees off the table for now.
Virgin manatee. What about manatee?
But look, there is a bright side to all this. I mean, we're going to check in with dive operators throughout the Caribbean and Florida to see how they're preparing and stuff. And I think we're going to get a consensus that everything will be fine, as it always is. But it's usually blown out of proportion, pun intended. But the upside to this system coming through, you know, the path that it is right now is that it very well may, I mean, this is like the classic setup for a lobster walk. And, you know, because they say the first storm of the season stirs them up, gets them confused. And next thing, you know, as soon as the storm passes, a couple days later, the lobsters start to congregate, form their conga line, and start cruising up and down the Florida coast, walking right into a lobster slayer's bag.
Pre-exactly.
Anxiously waiting to witness this phenomenon of nature.
Phenomenon.
Yep.
Phenomenon.
Who's with me? Anyone with me? Barry's going to let me know if that happens, right? Barry the bugger?
Barry didn't know what's going on outside his front door.
Well, true.
Let alone the ocean.
I'm still in my cave.
He's sitting in the bathtub as we speak, doing the show naked, halfway full with a fan. Yeah, that's an image that you won't forget anytime soon. So we'll try to come up with something to counter it, like the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. That is the plan for the next segment on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Don't you listen to the weather. We got a major storm here.
The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving thunder.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with me as we prepare for Hurricane Dorian. We don't know where it's going at this point. So,
who's producing this show?
That would be Barry the Bugger. I'm going to go with that.
That song gets played when there's a perfectly good Scorpion song called Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Oh, that could be coming up later.
I'm sick of that.
What is that?
I knew you're not a country music fan.
Not at all.
But, you know, the country music guys have a tendency to sing about tragic situations like hurricanes, and that was just one example.
There's a tear in my beer?
No, not like that. Not at all. That was poor example.
My marriage was a hurricane.
All right, whatever. Just shut up. Quit singing, for God's sakes. We got to call in some experts here on this Hurricane Dorian, and that would be the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson is with us. Neil, come in. How are you, buddy?
I am here, my friend. I am here.
All right. So just so we're clear.
What do you require, O Mighty One?
Yes. Do we need a like a virgin sacrifice or something to make sure this hurricane doesn't create any issues
How
for us?
How may we appease you?
You know what? Of all the fake news in the world, the Weather Channel has got to reign supreme.
Yes.
Why so? What do you mean? Well, because...
Well, it's like, you know, we're not quite sure. So what we'll do is we'll just make the whole southeast of the United States a cone. You know, the hurricane's 30 miles wide, but, you know, the whole southeast, that should cover us. We got it.
Well, there you go. Okay. So basically, you know, they just have to deal with it. And, you know, I don't know. Being a weatherman's the only gig that you need to have where you don't have to know anything.
No, absolutely. And you can never be wrong because there's always circumstances that could happen that would make it right. But
all
of that being said, this has been one squirrely crazy hurricane, and it's been a roller coaster. And the Bahamas is almost out of the clear, with exception of a couple of islands. The whole southern and central Bahamas was not affected at all. I mean, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, well,
figure. Yeah. You know, it's just one of them things.
Bimini's fine. We might get some minimal tropical storm winds tomorrow or Monday. Nassau is fine. Eleuthera is pretty much
well, not an issue for them at all. Yeah.
Sandros is in good shape, and the Exumas and Cat Island and Samsa, all of those are, it's way north. Where we're worried is the Abacos and Grand Bahama Island.
Right. and we're not going to really know about that until what? Sunday, probably at the earliest.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably tomorrow afternoon. Grand Bahama. Some of the models are showing it's going to go north before it gets to
that was Mako, by the way. I recognize that bark anyway. Mako. That's the Dive God's dog. Shark, I should say. Calm down, Mako. he's saying it's a Sharknado. Come on. Yeah, well, anyway, yeah, I mean, we'll find out soon enough. Whether or not this storm is going to affect the Bahamas. But, you know, the thing people need to keep in mind is to keep this stuff in perspective. We've said this time and time again on Scuba Radio over the years, is that the Bahamas in particular, even if Grand Bahama or Freeport takes another hit, which won't be good, the one thing you do want to keep in mind is they are used to dealing with this stuff much more than we are in Florida. Wouldn't you agree, Neil?
Absolutely, absolutely, and one of the issues that the Bahamas has, it's 100,000 square miles, spanning 500 miles from north to south, and of course the weather report, a hurricane hit the Bahamas, and the perception is all the Bahamas is wiped out, mm-hmm. and the hurricane be passing past Grand Bahama. And the sun will be shining, the seas will be flat in the southern Bahamas. So it's something that you have to keep in mind.
Right. I actually saw a little video clip on Facebook with our buddy Stuart Cove. He was doing his last man standing thing about the hurricane. You saw that, right?
I didn't see that?
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. I mean, but basically he was just saying, hey, the weather's fine. And then they pulled away the green screen and it was, you know, pouring down raining and all that kind of stuff. But he was really just drilling home the fact that, look, sure, the weather can be an issue. That's why you take advantage of things like trip insurance. You know, go to diveassure.com. By the way, today's last day to get 15% off with the Scuba Radio code. So it's diveassure.com/Scuba Radio. So take advantage of it. But that's all you need during hurricane season. If you dodge the hurricane, if you dodge a storm, this is the best time of the year to dive. It really is, because even in the Bahamas, it's you know, like you said, in Freeport they might get whacked by the storm, but Nassau or the islands a little further south, They're not going to be affected at all.
They'll be diving.
Yeah. Within a day, the storm will have passed over. It's just been a nasty storm as far as rain and some wind a little bit, but it really won't affect operations or anything like that. So you got to kind of keep all that stuff in perspective, especially when it comes to your dive travel. But once again, that's why you get dive travel insurance. So if you do have an issue, you can get your money back. Simple as that. That's how you recommend that to all your people that are booking with your operation, I would assume. Right, Neil? Yeah. Just makes sense.
We recommend.
Yeah, traveling. Absolutely. Now, what about down there where you are today in Fort Lauderdale? You're down there by Catmull DeMartini. We're hopefully going to check in with him at some point. I think he's boarding up.
It is now. A beautiful South Florida day. I mean, the sun's shining. There's hardly any wind. Maybe it's the calm before the storm. Well, we're completely out of the cone down here.
Well, yeah, okay.
We may get some 20, 30 mile an hour winds of that and a little bit of rain over the next couple of days. Other than that, it's just going to be a summer day.
What it's worth, Neil, I do believe the reason we don't have Walt on right now from the Gomez Hilton is because he is lining up a virgin to sacrifice to the dive god to make sure we don't get whacked by any hurricanes. So he might be scouting for you. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm going to hook up with him later, I'd say.
Okay, hook up.
My main hurricane preparations is you don't have to refrigerate red wine.
There you go. All right, there's that. All right, well, good. Well, thank you, Mr. Watson. We'll let you get back to your festivities. And once again, neilwatson.com. You can go there and book one of his operations that are obviously in full effect today. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Pete from Scuba Board, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Barry the Boater, which, by the way, you know, last few weeks I've been referring to the crew as like the Scuba Radio Whack Pack. We've changed it. You guys are officially now dubbed the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
Ooh.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. What made us move up in the world?
Yeah, it really does work that way.
I don't
way.
Like that.
What do you mean you don't like that?
The squad.
What? You're part of the squad, whether you like it or
no.
not. The Scuba Squad.
It's like the Mod Squad.
I like the Whack
Do
pack.
We have to get uniforms and stuff, little funny caps?
Yeah, you know what? That would be appropriate. Little red watch caps.
Those would be uniforms.
I'll let Barry the Bugger come up with the uniform. How's that feel?
You want to put tube socks.
We're all going to have tube socks. We're all going to have red watch caps.
Red watch caps and Scuba Radio tube socks.
Well, can we get some real cool Ray-Ban dark glasses?
No.
You could do that. No. Why?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Barry. I don't want to upset any of the Scuba Squad. God help us.
See, that's how Greg is. He puts you in charge and then he yanks it back.
Yeah. Wait. Let's clarify. CJ and Bubble Boy are trying to. You do not want to be a member.
I'm delineating
outside of the Scuba Squad group.
We're here, so we're not really in cyberspace.
Well, that's true. The Scuba Squad kind of is technically connected via the web.
And they're kind of up there on the screen like the Partridge family.
You can only hear them. You cannot see them on Facebook Live.
I mean the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Ooh, yes.
If it wasn't for that stupid hurricane, I would be there in studio.
Well, that's true, which would make you a Scuba Squad
adjunct.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, that's it. That's what we're going with. I hereby call the Scuba Squad. How about
James and I, Bubble Boy? Sorry. Yeah. We'll just be the idiots.
Oh, the other two idiots.
Yeah.
Wait, did I just say the other two idiots? No.
Yes,
Greg the Dive Master and the other two idiots.
And the idiots.
I'll second that.
All right. We'll
just
work on
the
it.
Idiots.
All right, maybe. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Storm's getting worse.
We'll pass through it soon enough. You are like a hurricane. There's calm in your
eyes. And I'm getting over it. Somewhere safer where the feelings stay. I want to love you, but I'm getting blown away.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes. We could potentially be blown away. It only makes sense since we just went through some major scuba radio studio upgrades here at the facility in Orlando. So it's only natural that everything would be blown away and Dorian would, cause us
to... Take a video of that. Take a video of all that
stuff. Of all the new stuff we have?
Everything.
All right.
I have this.
What kind of new stuff? Like new bottle of rum, new bottle of tequila, new bottle of what?
Well, I can do really cool things with my voice now. Hello, this is Greg the Dive Master and the other two idiots. Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, nice flanger.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
Way to go, Lenny.
Divers in space! Okay, I can do that, too. And that's about it. It only cost us several thousand dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. So it's only natural, or it's just what happens. When you spend that kind of money, that everything.
Well, as an official member of the Scuba Squad, I would like our visuals to be added to the channel.
That will never happen. Oh. Yeah, that's scary. There's laws and things that you're not allowed to do. Just hearing.
You have to be an idiot to be on that.
That's right.
If you want,
you can do.
Only idiots are allowed on Facebook Live.
Everyone needs a.
Yeah. Well, what are you guys doing to prepare for the hurricane? I mean, because we do have this thing.
What do you think?
Well, you're just having a party, is that? But we know that. So Jerry's
plan. Drinking through his 2 week supply in 3 days.
Drinking vodka on the lawn. Drinking vodka.
I broke out my mask and snorkel just in case it gets really deep over here.
That's right.
I'm gonna.
Well, Casey, in your defense, you need the rubber boots.
Why does he need rubber boots?
Because it's getting deep.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, no, I don't really see. But I think I know what he means. But regardless, are you guys are doing anything? I mean, have you got your scuba gear out like I have right here in the studio behind CJ? You can't see that on Facebook Live.
I see it.
Is that part of your hurricane preparation plan to set
that's
out your
not
gear?
Part of your, I don't think you're preparing. You no, just had that out because you were getting ready to go on a trip.
Well, also, I'll have it there in the pinch. If
you're going to throw your BC on and
it starts flooding.
You're going to float around the house.
Yeah, I got to make sure my gear's ready to roll.
Stop playing with your safety sausage.
Well, that'll...
He's preparing to come down here if the lobsters walk.
That's right. That is so true.
Put your tickle stick away, boy.
Yeah.
You know, I've never had nothing off of a hurricane since probably Hugo.
Had nothing? What do you mean by that,
what
Jerry?
Would that mean?
Hugo was back in, like 90?
Yeah.
And we actually got a lot of stuff from Hugo.
It hit South Carolina, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It destroyed Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Greg just wants to come straight in on us. Suck on that hose.
Yeah, just, yeah. So
thank God
saying,
for the Appalachian Mountains.
Well, right, you're in.
Hey, if the hurricane displaces enough water, you guys might have lobsters walking in your backyard.
You know what? Last time we had a storm that came through Orlando in my neighborhood, I caught a giant bullfrog in my front yard.
Well, I thought you was going to say a bull shark.
It was delicious.
I did not
eat
it.
Did you lick it?
I did not lick it. Was a bullfrog.
That was not a bullfrog, yeah. Greg.
Was it Jeremiah?
That was a dog turd.
No.
That's a poof.
Did you lick it?
Now that you mention it.
He tripped for days.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true.
The scorpions.
Yeah. What the heck is wrong? What is that? What are you doing?
I'm in my cave.
He's in his cave talking bat or something.
Barry's molesting bats. That's what he's doing for the hurricane.
Okay, that's how they're amusing themselves.
So soft and leathery.
You know, I am going to check up and down the East Coast with, well, I've actually already talked to him a little bit, but, you know, the Florida Keys, it looks like they're definitely being spared.
Barry the Spelunker.
Dorian. The Spelunker. But they've lost a lot of business already because everybody was down there in the Keys. Will you quit laughing? Scuba squads, pay attention.
Yeah, Barry the Spelunker.
And so you have to, you got to feel sorry for them a little bit because they're losing all this business because people have left the Keys. They've told the tourists to get out of the Keys to be safe, which, you know, is understandable. The downside.
Why would they?
Well, what do you mean why? If, God forbid, if the hurricane came that way.
The Keys was never in the zone of doom there.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, wrong.
Only the upper Keys. You could have gone down to Key West and partied hardy.
Go down to the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, nothing like that.
And swim south.
Then a storm comes across and chops off the end of the Keys, and then they're stuck.
Float to Mexico.
This is the problem. This is the pussification of divers.
I think
we need to toughen up.
Yes.
I think we float to Mexico. Float to Mexico on a bale of marijuana.
No, I don't. That's not.
Hola. Hola, amigos.
No, I don't think they should do that. That's not good instruction there, CJ.
No.
I'm just saying. Anyway, no, I do feel sorry for the folks down the Keys. You know, Captain Slate's down there. They've lost a lot of business. They'll be fine, of course. But, I mean, there is a financial hit, whether this storm comes your way or not, for a lot of these dive operators. And that is my point. Now, it looks like if it does go the way the latest track is, the Keys aren't going to be affected hardly at all. And
that's where we should go.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
We should evacuate down south.
If you went down that way this week, you would have some amazing diving available. Maybe maybe you got to wait just a day.
Can
to let
the scuba squad come? Can we?
No.
Can we, huh, Dad?
Of course you can.
No.
You can go. No, they can.
Oh, I mean, yes.
You can't, Casey.
Sorry. Have you spoke to Captain Cocktail yet?
I have not. He's on the list to check in with. I know he has been preparing his vessels to make sure they're going to be in safe harbor there in Pompano and Fort Lauderdale. But I did talk to Captain Slate, not just for the hurricane, but also it was announced this early in the week that Captain Slate's being inducted into the Diving Hall of Fame, the Reaching Out Awards. He's getting it along with
Reach Zig. Around Award.
No, that's a different one. He might already have that.
What about Psycho? Psycho should be inducted. He wouldn't be anything without Psycho.
One of his pet
his original trained barracuda.
Was it Psycho? Was that the name of it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Psycho was the barracuda come up and take the ballyhoo out of his mouth.
Okay. I'm not one to argue.
Oh, we missed it, Greg.
What? What did we miss?
We got a new name for
Barry.
No,
we don't. Barry
Barracuda.
Barry Cuda.
Barry Cuda.
He's
pretty cool. We dove the creature feature, Greg.
Well, yeah, but I didn't remember that it was Psycho was the original barracuda.
Yeah,
that was actually one of the original interviews we did for Scuba Radio, Greg. Down right. there.
I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, let alone.
Dennis has video on it.
Okay.
He has all video right. of
I'm not
us
arguing
on it.
With
they
you, Barry.
They got big-ass teeth. They will bite your ass.
I'm not
I know
saying
you're
you
getting
guys.
Older. You forget things.
Right. I'm glad we have video documentation to prove that indeed it was Psycho. So we can hopefully ask Cap Slate about
that. Yeah, two barracudas, Psycho and Somatic.
No, I don't think that's accurate. But yeah, he has been inducted into the Reaching Out.
Psycho and Magnet.
Okay. No, I don't think that. I don't think that's right.
Psycho and Tropic.
No, not right, Bubble Boy.
Way too many letters.
But
Psycho and Tropic.
But the thing is, you know, if you can get down to the Keys right now, this would be probably a very good few days to head down there and do some diving. You know, you're going to have to wait probably 24 hours.
Hey, what are you guys doing? The boat's going out? Boat's going out?
They would have went out today, but the team that he had down there.
Ahoy!
Had to head back north.
Boat's going out.
Their homesteads.
That's me.
That's I.
You roll up on a dive operator. What's going on?
And
ahoy!
You forgot matey.
You there?
Oh my gosh.
What's going on?
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Tie an anchor line around his neck and drag him behind the boat.
Kill Holly.
Maybe there's that.
That does nothing to dissuade me.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll try to connect with Captain Cocktail, Jeff Tarota, South Florida Diving Headquarters.
Hey, Captain.
And
well, Captain.
Well, going Captain out.
Slate. Congratulations, Captain Slate.
And yes, exactly. It is. That is. It's great that he's going to be recognized at the Demon
Congratulations
Show.
On your Reach Around Award.
No, that's.
It's an amazing achievement.
Not the way we should describe this. I think you are part of the Scuba Squad, whether you like it or not. More coming up. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
As you enjoy another blissful fishing adventure out on the water, it waits, coiled up and ready to strike. Cooler stink. Luckily, there's Blue from Tropical Seas. Blue is the all-natural concentrated deodorizer and cleaner for ice chests and boat lockers. It's a great overall deodorizer and cleaner for your boat as well. Blue helps to remove fish and other sea life odors from plastics, fiberglass, and even works on cleaning rust stains. Just spray on Blue, scrub and rinse with a little water, and you're through. Plus, Blue won't harm the environment or marine life as you wash off your boat and cooler. Blue is the new green and only available from Tropical Seas. Go to tropicalseas.com/blue and make cooler stink a thing of the past. That's tropicalseas.com/blue. Think blue. It's the new green.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
When it comes to purchasing dive accident and dive travel insurance, Dive Assure is the better choice. It's all they do. You can cover an entire year of dive travel or just a one-week trip on a liveaboard. Pay only for what you need with Dive Assure. Plus, Dive Assure pays directly to service providers, so you'll never have to leave a deposit or provide other guarantees when you need help abroad. Dive Assure is the better choice. Get your quote at diveassure.com. That's diveassure.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Surely God is mad. He's sending hurricane after hurricane after hurricane.
I'm calling you hurricane. I'm leaving here dead or alive. And I know that I'd be willing to feel the pain.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and then we got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. As we prepare for hurricane, Hurricane Dorian. That's the one we're going for.
Right? It has been upgraded to a Sharknado.
It has?
Yes. Florida residents have been advised to stay indoors and gas up their chainsaws.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That is very good to know. Now, I do believe maybe we have Captain Slate. Captain Slate, can you hear me? Come in. Captain Slate. Oh, where the hell is he? What happened to him? Well,
I thought that was him.
The Scuba Squad, did you guys get him or no? What happened to him?
No, that was
Jerry. We were thinking your $1 million upgrade had him.
Yeah, well, that may be the case. I don't know.
He's captaining in space.
Maybe he got blown away.
Well, maybe he's at the bar.
You think? No, he doesn't drink.
If it ain't fixed,
he learned years ago. You don't mess with that kind of stuff.
If it ain't fixed, don't broke it.
Well, golly, I thought I had him, but I don't see him anywhere. Where the heck did he go? Where the heck did he go?
He hasn't been your long suit.
Would he accept that?
Taco got him.
Well, golly, I don't.
All those buttons to push, and not which one to push.
Not one seems to work.
Press the one that says Captain Slate.
Okay, let me look. He should be here. Where the heck is it?
It's that one right there, Greg.
Press the big red one.
It's the other one.
Think, Greg. Think.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Concentrate.
I'm
focused.
I'm still trying.
Take your Ginkgo. Take your Ginkgo Balboa.
Golly.
Damn it. It's the other button.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Now I got him. Maybe. Come in, Captain Slate. No.
No.
I hear the other the party button. You are trying to reach has been disconnected.
Yeah, you know
Please
what?
Hang
probably,
up and try
I think
again.
He hung up on me now.
Please so, feed him a sardine.
Oh, there he is. See, I got him. Can you hear me, Captain Slate?
I can hear you the whole time. I don't know what was going on.
Well, we got a new upgrade here on the in the Scuba Radio studios.
Downgrade. He's finger happy. He's punching every damn button there
is. I'm here.
Yeah, okay. That's all that matters. I got you now. Well, first off, congratulations there, Captain Slate. So, you're getting the reaching out award. Were you surprised, by the way, that when you got notice about that last week?
Of course. I mean, a blind squirrel even finds a nut once in a while.
Well, hey, it's been a long time coming, and I'm glad you're going to be recognized at the DEMA show in Orlando in November. So we got that to look forward to. So you know, we'll talk about that as we get closer. Maybe help you.
I was really humbled. I'm down. I'll be up there with my buddy Neil.
Yes, right. Well, and I am sure you'll have just as colorful of acceptance speech as the dive god did. So,
I'll quote most of his. That'll be all.
Well, there you go. And all you got to do is talk about shrinkage. That's what it entailed. So we'll leave it at that for now. But what about this hurricane thing? I just talked about it on the air that. You guys aren't going to be affected at all, but you are being affected because people have had to cancel trips and things. So how soon do you think people will be going back down to the Keys to take advantage of the great weather that you do have available? What do you think there, Captain Slate?
Well, I think pretty soon. We got the weekend, of course, the next weekend booked pretty well. And
yeah.
Although some of them are in the Florida area where we don't know yet if they're going to get hit or not, but yeah, we lost huge this weekend just from, we never lost the chance to go out. In fact, we went out and I did a creature feature this morning. A group from Texas came in anyway from Tyler, Texas, Scuba Steve's. They called and said, we're coming. And I said, come on. And so we went out and dove, got a night dive tonight and another dive with them in the morning. But we did lose a substantial amount of people. So did everybody. I'll give you an example. The Islander Hotel has 120, you've been there, 123 rooms. And on Wednesday, they were 100% booked up. On Friday morning, they were zero.
Wow. Well, that blows, literally. Unintended, but yeah. Well, you know, but that's the unfortunate reality of these things. You know, they happen. And people don't understand the financial impact they have on the dive operators, whether they get whacked by the storm or not. So the best thing you can do is just, like, pay attention, know who's been affected and who hasn't, and then get down there as soon as you can to support them, right?
Correct. And they will. Like I said, the groups that are coming this coming weekend may be, and they're on the west coast of Florida, may be affected by it somewhat, but we don't know.
Yeah.
But if they're not, of course they'll be down, and they'll be back down. And, of course, people from out of state, as long as there's no interruption in driving and flying into Miami, they'll be back.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't change their plans at all. And we're, you know, getting great bookings for the fall. It's just that this weekend just wiped us out. Not only was it a huge weekend in itself, it was a Labor Day three-day weekend. It was also booked up for everybody. We were solid.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, hopefully things are going to, you know, bounce back quick. You're not going to lose a ton of money. And but the bottom line is it's not affecting you guys at all, at least at this point, as far as we can tell.
Oh, no.
Right?
We haven't failed to run a trip it's been beautiful all week. I mean, today was 1 to 2 foot, and that was the heaviest it's been. So it's been really a good week. And, of course, it was a little slow leading up to it because people are getting ready to come for Labor Day.
Right.
So it gave me a chance to do a little boat work. I helped Skye with her boat and had it out in the yard. And good week to do it now that it turned out with the storm scaring everybody off.
Yeah, well, there you go. Lee, you got to make the best of the situation. That's what he's doing. Well, congratulations to the Captain Slate for the Reaching Out Awards. That's great stuff, Captain Slate. And we're going to find out, how this affects everybody, including some other folks. Yeah, hold on there, Captain Slate. We got more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.